5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tom Iannelli here with you with a very special version of the Croc Podcast. Joining me, three amazing people on the board of directors: Angel Santana, my best pal, my little brother, my co-host, my absolute spirit shining star. Angel Santana is there in his Mets and Patriots gear. The most beautiful woman on the face of the earth, and certainly the loveliest puppet that I know, is Dr. Serrano Iannelli to my right, who also has as a second job my wife, which she actually does quite well. Rod Freeman, small biz up. How are you, buddy? Long time no see.
I am super excited to be here. This is such a fantastic event, and congratulations.
Yep. Thank you. Well, for our listeners who don't know what the hell we're talking about, tonight marks the 100th podcast, and it is a celebration because I have to tell you, there are about 3 billion podcasts out there. My favorite being Have Faith, Let It Begin, that has about 7,000 podcasts out there already. Everybody, Oprah, Michael Jordan, everybody in the world has a podcast. And our little, you know, our little train, our little pony, our little podcast has crept up to number 100. And I have to tell you the reason why it's so meaningful. Angel, do you know why number 100 is so meaningful to me?
Because it's not number 99.
Exactly. But for so many different reasons, and getting to the other podcasts and things like that, all kidding aside, everybody that's involved in this podcast, all of our board of directors, my dog included, are doing this out of the kindness of their heart. They do this for nothing. We have a small grant from Michael John Benzea and Charlotte Larson, but other than that, we do this for free. We do this as sort of our passion. And, you know, certainly it is a labor of love. And every week getting a podcast to you guys is like giving birth. And not that I've ever given birth, but I can imagine how difficult it is. And it really is trying to get information that you can utilize for your survivorship is really what's key. And tonight we're going to be doing a lot of thanks. And it's a celebration, not of me or Angel or Rod or Denise or the rest of the board of directors, whom we will thank. It's not about any of our personal accomplishments. It's not about us, you know, trying to tell everybody how great we are. It's us, we collectively being humbled by the amazing courage and bravery of our survivors. And the Croc concept goes back to 1999, after a few years of observing the power, as a young doctor, observing the power and the necessity for cancer survivors to get a little more help, to have a little bit more resource, have a little ability to connect with each other, to get advice and to get information and to get a platform in a grassroots environment where they could feel loved, where they could feel special, where they could feel safe. And that's really where Croc comes from, Citizens Reunited to Overcome Cancer. For the first several decades, we would meet on a monthly basis, face to face, flesh to flesh. We would share a meal, we would share a lecture, we would share social events, we would share laughter, we would share tears. There was nothing that we couldn't do for our survivors. And through an amazingly talented, dedicated group of board of directors, probably numbering several dozen now over the last 25 years, each and every one of them, the same level of respect, the same level of devotion, the same level of caring for our survivors, and their timeless, selfless energy and efforts and resources for the organization. Those are just the tip of the iceberg of the people we have to thank. But we really want to spend the majority of today's podcast, again, celebrating you guys, our survivors. We know, not by personal experience, but by being your caregivers, by being your friends and family members, we know in a sort of detached but intimate way what cancer is like. And we could never know what it's like unless we were stepping in your shoes and taking a few steps in those shoes. But there is no disease that is like cancer. There is no disease that is unfair and unpredictable and capricious and absolutely terrifying as cancer. And when you guys get that hammer to the head and you get told that diagnosis, your entire world spins and spins and spins and spins. And there's got to be more to it than just finding a good doctor and a good nurse and a good chemotherapy or immunotherapy or a good radiation therapy or good surgery. You guys need more and you deserve more. And that's what we're here for. Angel, your thoughts?
I totally agree. I think that our journey started, you know, when you think back from the very first episode of The Waiting Room to where we are now, and how we've changed a little bit of our format to the point where we've gotten more personal. We've tried to put it from a different type of point of view, and we're allowing ourselves to be more humble and understanding of the feelings of the cancer survivors has really put an impact and solidified us as the next and upcoming type of podcast for any type of medical field.
I appreciate that. And actually, the two people, we have 9 board members, and we have 4 of us are here tonight. And representing the board is Rod, as I introduced, and Denise. I am particularly happy. I mean, not that I wouldn't want all 9 of us to be on at the same time, which would have been great, but everybody has busy lives. But especially Rod and Denise, because Angel, we really have grown, and we've grown in a way, to get better, to accept the constructive criticism, to accept the changes, to accept the ideas and the direction that we have gone. And Rod on the technical side, Denise on the content side. And I know Denise doesn't want to talk, but I'm going to make her talk. And I want to thank her for, you know, really having the courage to tell me if she thought a podcast could have been better or there could have been something that Angel and I could have done differently. And Rod, God, I don't know why you're not on Prozac dealing and having to work with me. You know, all the changes and the website and going in different directions and sometimes all going in different directions at the same time. I really don't know how you guys did it. So Denise, thank you, even though you're not going to talk. And Rod, thank you.
Well, I want to just thank you. I mean, this is amazing what you're doing, and keep fighting the good fight, and know they're listening, and it's just going to grow from here, and it's going to get even bigger and better. And the reasons you're doing this, completely selfless. Yep. And it's fantastic. So congratulations again. Keep doing what you guys are doing. It's amazing. And more power to you.
Yeah. And I just want to make mention of the board members not with us tonight to give them thanks. Jane O'Malley and Sarah Sargente are amazing nurse navigators who are on the board. Rebecca Filipowski and Alan Thompson, who are our board member / survivor / thrivers. And of course, Justin Ryder, who's our attorney and also my personal bail bondsman, who is always available to me 24/7. All kidding aside, Justin, thank you for everything. Sarah, Jane, Rebecca, and Alan. And of course, to you guys here with us tonight. Before we end, I want to just quickly, emphasize to some people, some survivors who may not have actually heard any of our podcasts and really don't know what we're about. And here we are having this great celebration. So I wanted to kind of reintroduce the 4 pillars of our organization and how we try to integrate those 4 pillars into the podcast. So as a doctor, I see the amazingly remarkable, huge gaps in care. There's just so many, you know, errors and mistakes and just dehumanizing situations in the medical field. And I just wanted to kind of go back to those four pillars, because I find those four pillars to be what we can build for your survivorship through this podcast, through our organization, to help you guys through your journey. So our four pillars are disseminating information. So we make sure you guys get the information you need to make your decisions and know what's going on. We want to take that sort of that distance, that medical distance that's out there, we're between doctors and patients, and we want to make it less formal. We want you to go and have a relationship with your caretakers. We want you to have friendships with your caretakers. We don't need stiff white coats. We need warm blankets of love for you guys. So we want to engender informality. And we, in that same vein, we want to encourage approachability. We want you guys to be able to have access to your medical team at all times and promote that. And I don't want to use the word shame, but maybe educate some of the doctors and nurses to give out their cell phone numbers, to be available to their patients, to be able to get results back to you quickly, or to get and talk to you face to face about, you know, maybe very, very delicate and maybe sad information or scary information, rather than getting a receptionist giving you information. And lastly, we demand accessibility. We demand that you guys have equal access to medical care, and not just regular medical care, amazing, great medical care. We want you to feel that no matter what your income is, or what the color of your skin is, or what your religious affiliation or spiritual affiliation, or what your sexuality is, or whatever. I don't care if you're a yellow, you know, Martian, you know, from a different galaxy. I want you to come here and feel that you can get that no health disparity, no disparity in your cancer care. So that's what CROC is all about, everybody. We've tried to express these pillars through our 100 podcasts. And I can only ask God's blessing, and we'll ask Angel to end in a prayer to have God bless this podcast, because we want another 100 and then another 100 and then another 1,000. We want as many podcasts as we can put out there to give you guys the information you need to get through your journey. I'm going to leave it with you guys to end. And then, Angel, I'm going to have you lead us in prayer.
No problem. I just want to point out one good news on top of the fact that we have 100 episodes. And that is that we are currently standing at 4,642 downloads. We have just received an achievement for over 2K. And we will have official achievement for the 100th episode, which I will make sure I post that in our social media accounts. And lastly, you know, before I, you know, eventually have the last say in the prayer, would like to point out one more thing. You know, a lot of people that are listening to this episode, we are available on every single platform. So if you haven't had a chance, take a look. We're available on Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox Player, and every single platform. So we are available every Sunday at 9 a.m. And we look forward to seeing you and hearing you as we're getting much closer to the YouTube launch as well.
Rod, anything to say? You and Denise, the cat's got your tongue, right? Anyway, thank you guys. Thank you, Rod. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, all of our board members. And I also a shout out to all board members past as well for everything you've done. Dedicated, of course, to our survivors present, our survivors past, and our survivors no longer with us. Angel, let's end this sucker.
We want to thank the Heavenly Father for being a part of this this journey, allowing us the opportunity to have great technology and the great opportunity to come together from all accolades, whether that is a doctor, a nurse practitioner, a caregiver, you know, somebody who is talented with all aspects of the talents that have been provided to us. But we want to leave us with one thing. As each person turns on this podcast, allow them the opportunity to know that for every episode that is aired, it is one more person that is been given knowledge, been given the opportunity to learn more about their cancer survivors and to know that they are not alone, that they are amongst family, amongst friends, and more importantly, amongst their peers. And we pray this unto you. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Angel. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, next time we get together, it'll be at number 200. God bless you all. And we'll end this podcast like we end every single podcast, wishing you all a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God be with you. God love you. Peace.